Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line is Darren Bergman. He is the Shadow Minister of Foreign Affairs. And Darren is absolutely one of the lone voices in this environment, and we are deeply grateful for him bringing some sense and sensibility and at least counter arguments to the madness that I believe has taken hold of the ANC. Darren, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
How's it, Howard? Thank you very much for having me.
What are they thinking when they issue a statement saying that it is that peace between Israel and the UAE is regrettable? Is there ever such a thing as a bad peace?
Yeah, I know. Look, I was very shocked off, and I was wondering, who said that? Was it the ANC office in Lindizulu, or was it Durka themselves in an uninformed statement? And I was just shocked that someone could send that statement. And then I read through the statements, and, you know, for me, there's always that saying, and, you know, never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. And I think South Africa is very much fitting that bill these days.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the article that I wrote said that, you know, the ANC doesn't surprise us locally. You know, it's a constant mess, and only becoming more so. It's fairly logical that international relationship, foreign policy should be just as muddled up and as chaotic. But surely even for them, when the United Nations, the EU, Egypt, Jordan, you know, countries across the Middle East and the world are lauding this, the South African government says it's regrettable. Do they live in a complete bubble, surrounded only by BDS and their cohort?
So I think we're at the UNDP report, yes, where I actually prove that Palestinians actually have a better quality of life than South Africans. In terms of water, education, sewerage, electricity, and that I actually say that there should actually be a solidarity movement in Palestine to look out for South Africans and the quality of life of South Africans. Absolutely. Because their life expectancy in Palestine is actually higher than the life expectancy in South Africa. Now, this is all fact, of course. And then I still go on to explain a whole lot of other host of things of how the British mandate is actually the cause of the conflict in terms of promising two groups of people, each independence. And it's not America, it's not Jewish, or it's not Muslim. It's actually that is the cause of this part of the conflict. Mm. And then what transpires is what could only, in my opinion, be a conspired attack in the ANC. All of a sudden, the one ANC member starts attacking me on saying that I insult their education. And then another ANC member on YouTube, publicly starts saying that I'm an imperial force I just want to see the destruction of the Palestinian people, and, you know, I must be defeated.
Yeah, you see, because are the words. These are the words that we use here in South Africa. We use enemy agent. We use all sorts of things like that when we actually don't have any facts to speak about. So it's out of the playbook.
So what I try to do is I then say, well, look, Chair, can I defend myself, because this guy's now had two opportunities to speak, and she disallows it, which is quite unusual, because I'm allowed a point of order, and on a point of order I'm allowed to speak. You know, as a chairperson, mm-hmm. you have to let me speak, and she doesn't allow it, and she protects this member and lets the minister speak. And then the whole time they're attacking me about being emotional, which I'm actually not. You know, at that time, I'm actually playing around. You know, I'm typing on the screen. It's a shame. Is it election time that everyone's getting emotional? Mm. And so the next round, they start getting emotional. You know, that's, oh, shame, Bergman's emotional, and Bergman's being emotional. And again, I just ask him, why are we focusing on Israel and Palestine? You know, in the UN, if you look at our vote, we've spoken here about Yemen, we've spoken here about Syria, we've spoken about Iran, but in the UN, We abstained from voting when it came to actually sending delegations to actually go look at the human rights records or abuses of human rights. Why did we abstain from those votes? And the ambassador didn't even answer those questions. So if you actually go watch the YouTube clip.
Yeah, well, as I said, we're going to, Darren, we are actually going to be playing that live. We're going to be playing that here on Chai FM for 4 p.m. on Sunday. It is scheduled to be played.
So, okay. Mm. But now the biggest insult comes in that the learned ambassador, not only does she show, not only is she slow to show where Israel is on the map, she doesn't actually realize, she shows the map, she goes, oh sorry, this map doesn't have Israel, where it glaringly does have Israel. But then when she shows the map of Israel, she doesn't use the academic map of Israel. She uses the BDS propaganda map of Israel.
Oh my word. Well, which shows you everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just chilling. You know, it was absolutely chilling that this is where an educated ambassador, an independent educated ambassador, gets her education from a lobby group, from a propagated piece of propaganda. And at that stage, I just thought, whoops, it's time to log off. Now, the thing is, I must inform your listeners, is that there's going to be either next week or the week afterwards. They have invited the ambassador of Palestine and the ambassador of Israel, and I think they will invite the Zionist Federation to an actual, I don't want to call it a debate. I think it's going to be a presentation, and they will both have input into that committee meeting. Now, I personally think it's actually going to be an ambush. I think it's going to be pretty much this was a dress rehearsal, and I am concerned about that. Because, you know, as you've seen on these Zoom meetings or these YouTube meetings, he who holds the power to the enter button or to the mute button.
Yeah, controls.
Controls the debate. And I am concerned about that.
Right.
But, you know, it is something that is going to be taking place.
Is there a way, Darren, to reduce this actually to a question of fact? Because I've noticed, certainly in my engagement with anybody around this subject, it's all just emotive speak. They've coupled the word Israel with apartheid, so it's now Israel apartheid. And I always say to people on Twitter, you can keep repeating that as much as you like. It doesn't make it so unless you actually have something to back it up with. So can you, we talk about some of, and you know, Israel murdering children and Israel, you know, bombing civilians in Gaza. And you wonder what people, if they even have the facts, or if it's just sort of this rhetoric that just gets bounced around and around.
Well, that's my problem, you see, because I really, if you actually look at the Democratic Alliance's policy, our policy is probably the most aligned to Durko's policy, which is now becoming far away from the ANC's policy, which is now very much in favor of what I would probably call a one-state solution, and is very pro, probably more pro-Gaza Hamas than pro-Palestinian Authority.
Sure.
But I would say, and as I say, I am in the favor of the two-state solution, but I'd still go further and say that to call it an apartheid state at this stage is to insult South Africa.
I agree.
Because if you're going to say now that South Africa is free, and that you believe that South Africa's education and that we don't have pit toilets anymore, that kids are studying in air-conditioned classrooms, that their level of education is so high, because that's what you're saying. You're saying that we no longer have that struggle and Palestinians have that struggle. Then you're not listening. Your ears are not on the ground. Because if you look at the UNDP report, and you have to look at that report because it's an independent academic report. And if you look at that report, it says to you that a Palestinian child is an educated, a well-educated child that has access to a running toilet, that has access to running water, that has access to electricity, and it does not suffer. It can go to university, can study, can become what they want, which is not what happens in South Africa. You, as a child growing up in Gazina or in Limpopo somewhere, you're going to go to a classroom at 35 degrees or 40 degrees. You might not even have a meal that day. And I can assure you, your toilet is a pit toilet I mean, you might even find a black mamba in that pit toilet. How do you compare that child with a Palestinian child and say, oh, you know, we're free, and now we're going to advise you, Mr. Palestine, on how to become like us? I mean, it's an insult, isn't it? I wouldn't want my Palestinian friends to become like South Africa.
Absolutely.
I'd want my South African friends to become like Palestinians.
This is the
dichotomy. Yeah. So that's the thing, you know, and this is where we've taken propaganda too far here. The struggle is to make a two-state solution work where both countries can live in peace and harmony and could trade off each other, can live side by side with each other. And, you know, and as you say, we've got to take every single peace accord that gets signed, we've got to celebrate.
Absolutely.
And we've got to look forward to the next one and the next one.
Absolutely right. Darren Bergman, keep doing the amazing work that you are doing, and I'm very pleased that you don't take it particularly, the insults are particularly seriously. Just keep doing it, whether emotional or unemotional. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM.